Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Deeks and Doyle Cogules Show. My name is Deeks and Doyle Cogules, the namesake for this here podcast. This week, I decided I would try Trelby, and it was very easy for me to learn in terms of script writing, as I'd only need, really, two things using Trelby, which I won't get into here. Instead, I will be going over some pieces of software that are alternatives to the major services, including some front ends, so you don't have to be spied on. Now, there is some intermediate stuff I will be covering, but alas, I will also make it pretty easy for individuals who are beginners at this kind of thing. At least, I hope so. For today, I'll begin by having multiple pieces of software that are particularly good for those that are using YouTube, Twitter, Reddit, and some other services should one need them. Now, these are accessed without an account, though some of them are trying to absolutely destroy these front ends. Some are long-living, while others not so much. Anyway, we have a ride to go through, so let's get started with the YouTube front-end Invidious. Invidious is pretty infamous for one thing, and that's giving people watching videos on YouTube peace of mind and privacy without the advertisements, tracking, and JavaScript attacks that come from using YouTube. However, Google has been attacking Invidious and making it hard for the developers of multiple instances of this decentralized alternative to keep up with Google's relentless attack. Speaking as a member of the privacy community, I implore Google to back off on their attacks against privacy, security, and OPSEC. Do not break our OPSEC. Do not make us violate our right to privacy. Leave us alone, stop your siphoning of our data for your AI, and we'll use your services. Otherwise, people are done with your nonsense and switching to the likes of Rumble, Odyssey, PeerTube, and others of the like as a result of your continued attacks against those who just want to improve their OPSEC. Anyway, there are several ways to go about using Invidious or Invidious-like applications. For example, if you're on iOS, there is Yate, spelled Y-A-T-T-E-E, which doesn't really work very well. On desktop, specifically Linux for me, there's FreeTube, which is for all kinds of platforms for desktop use. Android has two things. Well, these are Advanced and NewPipe, and two platforms that have an app nobody can mention on YouTube, for apparently it's so good that Google programmed its AI to ensure anybody mentioning it gets attacked. This shows the AI has bipolar disorder and psychopathy with megalomania mixed in there. That's how I would describe this AI nowadays, as Google keeps relentlessly attacking the Invidious developers. Next up, Twitter. I wouldn't call it X since we're still in the Twitter-like days. More accounts were accused of violations of the terms of service, which are garbage alongside the privacy policy, by the way, than when Jack Dorsey ran it since the beginning. Some people say this is Twitter 2.0, and I'd say it's about right, especially with Twitter becoming an everything app, just like WeChat in China. It's sad, really. Fortunately, there are a few instances of Nitter, which is essentially the Twitter front end for privacy users. This doesn't require an account, but keep in mind that most instances of Nitter are dead as a result of Elon Musk doing things to attempt to prevent bot activity, only to find out he was specifically targeting Nitter as the bots. Next, we have us a little something called Redlib. This is essentially a Reddit front end for those privacy conscious people. There is another front end called Tedit, but it doesn't work very well for me. And I found another front end that doesn't seem to work either. Redlib seems to be the best option for that. If you can't get it to work, you can read deleted comments using something called Undit. But for some reason, Undit doesn't work for me. Maybe it's a DNS thing as a result of VPNs. Now, I'm going to be shifting gears into getting to the good stuff. Some people may be wondering, since my privacy is at risk now, how can I start to defend myself if I want to be left alone? This episode will have some answers for that. The first step is to research hardware that will fit these operating systems. GNU Linux operating systems of the modern day, and Graphene OS. No, seriously, that's it. Nothing else is needed. Not Windows, macOS, iPadOS, iPhoneOS, and stock Google Android. What I would call WinBlows, hackOS, iHackOS, iBloatOS, and stock Google AI Fever Dream. If it has any one of these installed on your machine, you're compromised and your OPSEC is bad and public. Really bad. Fortunately, there are solutions to fix this. For the hardware, you need to start de-Googling and de-Appling your life. That's really easy. Almost any Google product of the Pixel line is compatible with Graphene OS, and my next tablet will be a Graphene OS tablet on a Pixel tablet, and not an iPad latest gen with the AI trash. I'm not falling for it, Tim. Sorry. For PCs, you can get almost any hardware to run Linux on it. However, there are computer monitors that are DRM'd to support Windows only, as I mentioned in a previous episode with an FI27 QSA. Therefore, I'd recommend sticking with MSI monitors, as those are the best for my needs and experience. However, if you find a monitor that works for you and Linux runs on it fantastically without having to do some special things with the NVIDIA GPU, if you go that route, I commend you for getting it to work. It may take some effort, and I'm fine with that, as I'm used to it at this point. Otherwise, most people aren't, which brings me to operating systems. If you want to start this journey, I have two to recommend. A third, if you don't like Ubuntu-based. Those are Linux Mint, Pop! OS, and potentially Nubara Project. Mint and Pop! Are protest distributions based upon Ubuntu LTS, since they disable Snap by default. And I wouldn't use Snap one bit, even if potential official packages are made using Snap Do not use them. I avoid them like the plague. On the other hand, Nubara is essentially a pre-built gamer's Fedora workstation with a lot of under-the-hood features and many RPM-based fixes, including Flatpak and special repos for some drivers, and other things that are proprietary. If you really want to get into customizing your machine, Mint or an Arch-based distribution might be a good option, depending on your experience with Linux. I had actually used Mint for a long time, even with a window manager like i3 or BSPWM, but decided to go back to my Arch roots, as mentioned before, with Cache OS. I'm not an elitist by any stretch, but I do have opinions that would be considered honest, intellectual, and somewhat normal compared to the elitist mentality with Arch users. That's nasty, if you ask me. Anybody who uses Windows, Mac, iOS, or stock Googled Android will not understand the gravity of the incoming nonsense us privacy advocates have warned about for a number of years, including AI getting your personal details, bad privacy policies that are nothing more than bondage by convenient tech, and rented licenses, cloud computing becoming weaponized, encryption becoming a thing of the past, except through post-quantum resistance, spyware attacks like Pegasus on all Googled and Appled phones, etc. The Apple thing, Rob Braxman was right about some of that. Anyway, this is exactly what we've warned about. But a lot of people didn't see this at all, either wittingly or unwittingly. Using technology that's open source, local, and bound to a free software license is the future, and this includes decentralizing it. Nothing more, nothing less. My actions had proven this over the years running Kogyo's Nation for me, and the year I had on this here channel of mine on YouTube. So you know exactly what the deal is for me for the most part. If you're like me and want to be left alone on the corporate side of things. The other side of things, I'm still working on that. That said, if you do have one of these devices that I would consider compromised, I would potentially implore you to find and research ways to lock them down like Fort Knox. So that way, you can't easily be spied on by the AI that's been weaponized against you. And so you're not a victim of the client-side scanning that's been implemented thanks to said AI. Now, this is a shorter episode, but I think I'm going to go ahead and end it here. Every Wednesday afternoon is when this podcast comes out, 4 p.m. Pacific time. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube and on podcast 2.0 compliant players such as Fountain, Wavelake, Podverse, AntennaPod, or any other. Or you can listen on a podcast 1.0 player by grabbing the RSS feed off of Wavelake. But that being said, I am out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.